biggest of all game, public enemies who try to destroy our America. In the interest of our government, the King Pendle Broadcasting Corporation asks you to accept Uncle Sam as the sponsor of the Green Hornet program. With his faithful valet, Cato, Dick Reed, daring young publisher, matches wits with racketeers and saboteurs. Risking his life, the criminals and enemy spies will feel the weight of the law by the sting of the Green Hornet. Ride with Dick Reed in the thrilling adventure, Murder Trip to Rap. The Green Hornet strikes again.
You, I was going to the police in a minute. I'll get out. Get out.
Yeah, that's right. William Stockman, the thief.
Sure. That's why I called you, Sarge. Is it on the level that he called the police and said he was coming over to steal something?
Well, we just got a rumor about it, Sarge. Don't ask me where.
Oh, it is true, huh?
Well, the boss, Mr. Reed, asked me to check on it.
What was he going to steal about?
Maybe there's a follow-up story for the front page in it.
What? 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 Oh, rats with long tails, huh? Okay, Sarge, thanks. Come on, beautiful.
Do you want me, Lowry?
Nobody else, Sugar Plum. We're going to see Mr. Reed.
You said rats with long tails. What does that mean?
One of the nastiest words in the English language, Gabe. Racketeers.
What's the matter, boss? You're not impressed.
I guess you didn't hear about it, Lowry.
Hear what, Mr. Reed?
The police commissioner just phoned. They found Stockman's murderer.
What?
Yeah. Walked right in and admitted it. The murderer is a woman by the name of Robinson.
You won't talk to me, Gail. She says you will talk to another woman. You games stick together, don't you?
I reckon it's up to me then, Lowry.
Yeah? Well, don't mess it up.
What in the world do you mean?
I mean brains.
I don't know how much you've got, but for the sake of page one, use them, will you?
Are you calling me, Jones?
You are here, too.
Miss Manning.
Yes?
This way. You can talk to Miss Robinson.
Go on. You take this list of questions.
I declare, Lowry. Don't you think I know my way around?
Yeah, yeah. On a dance floor. Now, here, take it. The list of some of the questions I was going to ask. We've got to get something out of this interview.
Things. Why wouldn't that murderer a man?
That's her waiting in the third booth. You can talk through the wire screen.
Hello, Miss Robinson. I'm Gail Manning. I'm a reporter for the Daily Sentinel.
Hello.
You're in an awful jam. You don't look like the murdering type, honest you don't. I've got some questions I'd like to ask you.
Are they written on that piece of paper?
Huh? Oh, shucks. I didn't know I was still carrying this. Don't say it no mind. I'll ask my own questions. Say, what? That ring you're sliding up and on and off of your finger there. I see it's an engagement ring. Is that why you shot him?
I told that to the police.
But, Miss Robinson, that won't do me a bit of good. For someone, it's stuff you didn't tell the police. You know, very exclusive news. Now, come on, step up. You've got some other reason, haven't you? small whisper right near my ear.
What's that?
Oh, boss, I tell you, she's not.
I am not.
Why didn't you ask the questions I had written down instead of trying to do things your own way?
Golly, Lowry. Girl's got to stand on her own two feet.
Well, never mind, Lowry. You couldn't get in to see the trigger, and Gail did. She's got her own role to hold. There's no reason why she should just be a mouthpiece for your question.
But she didn't think of a thing, boss. Why, listen, if I talked to that dame, I'd have gotten an exclusive life story, fine, shield, and bills written for the second by yours truly.
I didn't even think of that.
Well, why not?
I reckon I was more interested in whether she was innocent or guilty, Lowry.
Oh. Well, maybe I would have been short of hard boiled.
She didn't say much of anything, Mr. Reed. Just kept repeating she shot him, that's all.
That's pretty good evidence. Especially in murder, Jeff.
Yeah. There's no doubt the gun she brought into the safe house was a murder weapon.
Sure. Except the markings on the bullet.
But I still don't believe she did it.
Yeah, so are you.
I've been thinking about going over the place where she lived, Mr. Reed. But I don't know. I guess the police are going over there pretty thoroughly.
Did you get any idea what the racket connection might be?
Gosh, I didn't even ask.
Well, I did, boss. Good thing one of us is a reporter. Well? No dice. The only time racketeering was mentioned was when the late William Stockman phoned the police and said he was coming over with information about a racket. Then before he could go, bang. Goodbye, Mr. Stockman.
Let's see. Gail,
how can you believe the woman is innocent? She had what appears to be a perfectly good reason for killing Stockman, didn't she?
Well, she said it was jealousy.
That's one of the best.
Sure, his name was engaged to Stockman. He decided to give her the gate. She wouldn't take it. So, the boy could slam the gate, she slammed him. With a little gun.
Well, I still don't think she did it.
Are you sympathizing with her?
Of course I am.
You've got one good reason.
Feminine intuition.
Just one, girl.
Well, I told you about that engagement ring, didn't I?
Yeah, she's wearing it.
She said she'd been wearing it for a year. But I think she was fibbing.
More feminine intuition.
What is it? Here it is. See this ring on my right hand? I've been wearing it for 8 months now. I haven't done anything special. Been out in the sun more than usual. But when I take it off, you can see that there's a mark from the ring, can't you?
Yes, dear. What about it?
Nothing, Mr. Reed. Only, if Miss Robinson had been wearing that engagement ring for a year, like she says, how come there's no mark on her finger?
Dumb as she acts, Gail. She's a smart girl.
That's very observable. What she saying this afternoon at Secretary Office about engagement ring.
Yes? Yes. Sort of a mystery here someplace. I don't like mysteries.
Hmm?
The sooner it's cleared up, the better.
Police believe Miss Robinson's shoot gun.
The police may be wrong.
That is possible. You think perhaps Green Hill?
Why not? At least we can try, even if nothing happens.
Maybe something happened to Green Hill.
He's taken chances before.
Men who continue gamble not always lucky, Mr. Bridge.
Sorry, Cato. We could play it safe. After all, the woman did confess. To all intents and purposes, that murder is solved.
And yet...
Yes, I understand.
It's growing dark outside, Mr. Bridge.
You want to pull up Matt and gun?
Yeah. We're going out in the black beard.
Very good, Mr. Bridge.
Oh. Where do we go?
To Miss Robinson's apartment, Cato. I want to take a look at her place. Come on.
Stepping through a secret panel in the rear of a closet in his bedroom, Rick Reed and Cato went along a narrow passage built within the wall of the apartment house itself. This passage led to an adjoining building which fronted on a dark side street. Though supposedly abandoned, this building served as the hiding place for the sleek, super-powered Black Beauty, streamlined car of the Green Hornet.
You go out, Cato. I want to check on the gas well and make sure it's ready if we need it.
Very good, Mr. Rick. Where is the capital?
Here's the address. Go ahead.
Yes, sir.
Cato pressed the button. The great car roared into life. The section of wall in front raised automatically, then closed, and the gleaming Black Beauty sped into the night.
around this corner. Into the alley. We'll park there.
All ready?
Yeah. We can't go in the front door, Cato. Must like you're the homicide squad to tell the policeman that Gardner's Robinson's apartment. I'll be right outside her door.
Cool. Where are you? I don't see it yet.
There it is, waiting for us. The window will be locked, but we can take care of that. Once we're inside, we'll look around carefully.
I understand.
There's one thing more. Here in the glove compartment.
Hmm? What? Mr. Bird. You have a camera.
Yeah, loaded with infrared film. It can take pictures in the darkness, and no one will be the wiser. There's plenty of film. Okay, let's go. We'll be working on that window inside of 2 minutes.
Picture frame on the surface of dressing table.
Those crashes prove just the opposite, Cato. This picture's new.
What do you mean, Mr. Brink?
Some other picture frame made those marks, Cato. Pick up that frame. Look at the bottom.
Huh? Oh. Bottom of picture frame covered with silk pads.
That's what I mean. This frame couldn't make those crashes in a million years. This Robinson or someone else substituted buttons, but sit for another one. But they overlooked that one, the tail. I wonder whose picture it was.
Yes. Perhaps that might be key to mystery. Where do you go, Sprint?
We'll take a look at the front room. About that light. The policeman will be in the hall. He might notice it under the door. That's it. Quiet now.
It ain't dark.
That's fine.
Look there. Light comes through on the hall door.
In one place. That's the policeman, Cato.
This is very dangerous.
I can't be out with.
Who is that? Policeman, not me. Somebody else.
Someone just wait toward the hall door.
Far enough, sister. There's something you want, Jack. Oh, what are you doing? I'm waiting behind. You're not a cop. You're not a reporter. You have no reason for me.
Look on the door. Shadows move around. Oh, he's like a cop.
It's over now. One of them's down.
Yes, but which one? Which is?
And to get up, we'll be coming in. We'll move it back.
Oh, look, the police are anywhere.
But wait, what about that person? We can't leave him here. Come on, Cato, we're just going out.
With the halls of the rooming house soaked with flame and smoke, and an unconscious policeman on their hands, Rick Reed and Cato were still able to get away. And 20 minutes later, when Ed Lowry arrived, he learns that the Green Hornet had done something else besides saving the policeman.
Who are they? They're something on the door.
Hey, what's this, Jensen? The Green Hornet's running for his scout? I thought you were saying, I can't figure it out. Imagination, I guess. Yeah, the smoke must have been too thick for him to tell. Besides that guy didn't look like the Green Hornet. He wasn't tall enough. What guy? The guy who slugged me when I was standing watch outside of the Robinson James room. Slugged
you? You mean that lump on your forehead?
Well, what do you think?
I was shadow boxing with myself.
No, no, I figured you got it helping those people out of the building. I don't know how I got out myself. I was out cold. Somebody must have carried me.
Yeah. You weigh over 200 pounds.
All I know is I woke up outside. Hang on. Do you think maybe I get a walk to the belt and horn?
I don't know. You say some guy slugged you as you got in that Baines apartment?
Search me. I don't know from nothing.
Could have been there, though.
Might have been.
Who was he?
I don't know.
Oh, for Pete's sake, what do you know?
Yes, there was only one light on that floor. It was over our head. He was wearing a hat. There was a dark shadow over his face down to his chin.
Funny.
Yeah. And laughing.
Why would anybody want to go in there?
What was the guy after? Oh, there was a wall.
Well, that's that. Nothing left but a heap of bricks. You'll never find out now.
Mallory.
Oh, go away, Gail. I'm busy.
She was arson, Mallory.
Will you stop bothering me? I'm sorry. What's that? Arson?
Yes.
Yeah? Well, how'd you find out?
Why, well, I asked the fire chief. He said they found a pile of kerosene for rags underneath the steps on the first floor before the fire got the better of him. I reckon that means somebody set the fire on purpose, doesn't it?
You said it, baby. That's what arson means.
I guess that guy was after something, huh?
Yeah, and he covered his tracks. And I mean covered.
The fire chief found something else, Mallory, or one of his men did.
Yeah, what?
Careful. Half of it's
burned
off already.
Well, come on,
here. Here. Isn't there something familiar about that?
Familiar? Holy mackerel, I'll say there is. You must be smug, Nutty Hanson. I thought you said that guy was too small.
Too small for what?
That was the Green Hornet. Look, here's his seal. What in the world has the Hornet got to do with that murder in the first place? Answer me that.
Golly, I don't know, Lowry. Where do you think he is now?
Here, Cato. Hang this film in the dryer.
It's very dark in here. Where do you show them?
Oh.
I had it.
Careful. No spoilers.
Oh. Gee, Jerry, these shots with new fan, yeah?
Oh, just a bit. Never mind, I'll get it. Phone call, isn't it?
Sure, but
Tiger's
the one I want you to know, boss.
Here's
another something I want you to know, Manny,
said
about
this Robinson Dan. About Miss Robinson Dan Ellison?
A
lot of
peculiar things have been happening. The house
burned
down.
Whose house?
The house
was set
on fire.
Wait, slow down. I'm a little tired, I
can't.
Oh,
you've been asleep, huh?
Not exactly. The house was set on fire. Who did it, Laura?
It looked like it was the Green Hornet.
The Green Hornet? No.
Yeah. What's he got to do with this, did he?
Maybe Mr. Robinson can answer that one, Lowry. Where are you? At the police station?
No.
Well, why not? Somebody ought to talk to Mr. Robinson to find out...
Somebody's going to all right, boss. You know them.
Somebody besides... Oh, yeah. Well, after all, Lowry, Miss Manning talked to her before. I guess she's the logical one. I might drop over there myself.
What's that, boss?
Thanks for the news, Lowry. Good night.
I look at negative on the right. Picture very clear. I think perhaps the printer will show state of man very well. Yeah?
Better than we saw it in the room?
Oh, it's much better. Winslow Ridge, very expert.
Okay, let's print them and quickly. I have a special reason for hurrying.
About the Green Hornet.
That's mighty peculiar, Miss Robinson. Don't you think so?
Oh, please. You're awfully nervous about something. Now, honestly, you didn't commit that awful murder, did you?
I said I did, didn't I?
You be careful how you try to protect someone else. You find yourself in an electric chair.
Oh, no, I won't.
You didn't kill that stockman fellow, did you? Forget it.
You can tell me.
Stop that. Stop crying at me. I said all I'm going to. I did it. I did it, I tell you.
You're just as nervous as a hound dog looking for a fox.
Here they are, Mr. Reed.
Well, I declare, Mr. Reed.
Hello, Miss
Manning. What are you all doing around here?
Well, Laurie called me and gave me the rope on the phone. This is Miss Robinson, I take it.
What is this, a pink tea?
Oh, you know, our newspaper men are, Miss Robinson. When it comes to asking questions, they work in police. That's Hanson, he'll show you.
Huh? Oh, yeah, sure.
I hope you've listened to Miss Manning and decided to change your statement, Miss Robinson.
That's all, nothing. I'm standing on my rights.
Look at that in my cell. I'm not going to talk to these kinds anymore. What the? Mr. Reed, that head horse out of my green hand. Get it? I didn't notice, Gail. Look at it all about. Hey, this looks like a photograph or something tied to the ranch. Just a man's face cut from the red to the picture.
It's a written on the back.
Yeah. You want the whole picture? Find this man. Huh. Say, Hanson, show that to Miss Robinson.
Yeah.
Take a look. Do you know him?
I never saw him before in my life.
You're not very good at lying, are you?
Say, I know this lug. That's Spade Conroy. I got a good idea where to find him, too.
Well, I declare, Miss Robinson tells me.
What's this all about?
You find Spade Conroy, Hanson. Maybe you'll get the answer.
We sure will, Mr. Reed. You coming with us?
I'd like to, and I'm too tired. You go ahead, Hanson. I'll read about it for Sentinel tomorrow. I ran as soon as I turned the corner into the police station, Jake. Who's the black beauty?
Hey, Ellie, who's over there?
Look, come on. I've got to get the police to stay. Come on. Who knows where he is? I'll have to look in on several places.
Did you photograph a lot of reactions from women, Mr. Rich?
Yeah, she's fainted. I wonder how Conroy was.
Everything, Leach. Let's blow this town.
What about that burning process? Some invading place. They're worth going.
Yeah, they're worth a long jail sentence, too.
What do you care about that? You've let that start.
Sure. It's going to squeal.
No, what I mean is if they nab you, you're up on a murder rap. That's bigger than counterfeiting any day.
None of it pin that rap on me. The fame is going to take it.
Hey, you mean the double crossing guy?
That's right.
But you said you were going to see that she got trail once you were able to cover your side.
The best way to cover my tracks is to pull out. The only reason it didn't blow sooner is I had to go to her apartment and get my photograph out from behind a bookcase. That would have been the payoff.
Yeah, that's right. They'd have known she wasn't engaged to Stockman then.
But she ain't engaged to me, neither.
What do you mean? You gave her a ring?
Why, sure. So she'd do what I asked her to. Go in and say she bumped Stockman off, see? She's nuts about me.
Well, she hears you're gone. And if you didn't arrange your alibi, she'll talk. She'll talk plenty.
Yeah, so what? They'll never find me. Besides, she can prove easy she was in Kansas City when Stockman was shot. She won't face trial.
Yeah? She'll face it all right. She'll be an accessory after the fact.
Well, you gotta be a lawyer. Come on.
Well, okay. Okay,
but right. Look at those cars. They look like police cars.
Yeah, you're right.
Well, we spotted them just in time. I told you we had to beat it. Now, come on. We can go out the back way before they get here. Come on. Winter is free as a breeze. Mm. Well, look at it. Traveling easy will be a couple of states away before you know it. And when I think of them cops checking over them in gray plates and that printing press, it's funny. Go on, laugh. I said laugh.
Say, there's a car pulling up on
it. I told you to...
That car, it's catching up fast.
Wait, they can't be the cops. Who is it? Holy cats, it's a Green Hornet.
Look out.
Use a
we didn't send anybody. We was looking for Sage Conroy to ask him some questions, but he was gone when we got here.
Sage Conroy? Who's that out in the alley?
Out in the alley? There's nobody out in the alley.
What are you talking about? I ought to know. I followed them as they came in. Two guys out cold and one of them is Conroy.
Well, I'll be... Come on, you men.
There they are. Take your flashlights out of them.
Well, doggone it, it ain't.
Hey, what's that on his chest?
It's a photograph. Can't deny it, Claire. Isn't this the same one Conroy's face was cut from?
Yeah, that's what it is, Miss Brandon. It's... Hey, am I seeing things? Oh, he's pulling somebody along. Look, who is it?
Why, it's you, Hanson.
Me? So this is about Gooseock's face. This picture was taken last night in Matt Robinson Dane's apartment.
Oh, Matt, well, that's three of us, Hanson. I'll bet the struggle's off plenty when he wakes up. And if he doesn't, the other guy will, and so will Miss Robinson.
Hanson, I reckon you ought to solve that murder.
Well, what do you know? What do you know? But say, how'd they get here? Who took care of them?
That's easy, Hanson. The one crook who never gets caught. The Green Hornet.
To you each Saturday at this same time. They are copyrighted features of the Green Hornet Incorporated. All characters, names, places, and incidents used in this drama are purely fictitious. This program has come to you from the studios of WXYZ in Detroit.